HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. Let's talk about Bitcoin. Rather, let's talk about cryptocurrency. You know, digital forms of money which 90% of us do not understand, yet it somehow threatens governments and somehow can bring down world currency. A lot has happened in India over cryptocurrency over the past month or so, and I just thought we'd recap and understand what's really going on here. So a few days before the ongoing budget session of the parliament began, the government posted an agenda for this session on its website. In this agenda was a bill that aimed to ban private cryptocurrencies in the country and lay a framework for digital currency that's issued and controlled by the Reserve Bank of India, that's the RBI. Let's call that a digital rupee. Coincidentally, when I first got this call that this sort of ban is happening, I just happened to be sitting in a coffee shop and happened to be speaking a little too loudly. And this person next to my table asked me, should I sell my crypto? And that is where all of this began. Here's what has happened. When cryptocurrency started, it was this really, really, really complex thing which none of us understood. The few of us who did, we went to do what is called mining and we made our own crypto. It was literally like you had your own printing press and you could print your own money. But now, about 10 years after the creation of the first Bitcoin and a bunch of other currencies, mining doesn't really make sense. It's just too expensive and most of us will make no money if we try to mine our own Bitcoins. Now, eventually, Bitcoin exchanges came in, and I'm just using the term Bitcoin sort of generally here. There are, of course, other currencies like Ethereum, Tron, and many more. Now, these Bitcoin trading exchanges or crypto exchanges, so to speak, are basically just like a stock market, but for cryptocurrency. You go here, you sort of invest money in crypto, and you see that money multiply, and you can take that money out when you want. You're basically buying and selling in crypto and betting on the fact that it will keep appreciating. Now, as we speak, Bitcoin has broken the $50,000 mark for the first time in its lifetime, and Ethereum has been doing very well as well. Now, when the Indian government says that they will ban private cryptocurrency, what most experts agree is that the definition of private cryptocurrency is what will determine the future of crypto. According to some, there is nothing called private cryptocurrency. But then most people believe that the moment the government issues a digital rupee, that becomes sort of the public version of cryptocurrency. And the reason that is a cryptocurrency is because the underlying technology will be the same, which is called blockchain. But for all intents and purposes, a digital rupee is basically a rupee that is digital. Nothing much changes for us. So since the digital rupee will be sort of the public currency, it is understood that most every other currency like Bitcoin, Ethereum and all, they will become private cryptocurrencies and doing any kind of dealing in them will be banned and punishable by law. Now note that this is what people expect it to be. We do not yet know if this is how it will turn out to be. And this is exactly why people are wondering whether they should sell their cryptocurrency right away, because if a ban happens, you're basically left with assets that have no value. Imagine if gold had no value. Would all the jewelry you've kept in your bank locker have any monetary value to you? No, right? That's exactly what would happen. Now, there have also been reports that if the government does ban crypto trading and crypto buying and mining in India, then they will also give people 90 days, 6 months, or basically they'll give people time to disinvest and take their money out and convert it to our regular fiat currency, that is the rupee. But here again, experts say there'll be a problem. You see, these exchanges that I mentioned earlier, they're basically middlemen. They are not people who are actually selling you cryptocurrency. What's happening on an exchange is that you're the buyer and there's a seller. And there are so many users that every time you want to buy, there is a seller. Every time you want to sell, there is a buyer. But if India bans cryptocurrency, then experts say that it could create a scenario where there are lots of buyers but not enough sellers. Which means that people who have bought crypto on trading platforms will suddenly be stuck with crypto in their accounts, but they can't sell it. Having said that, cryptocurrency also happens to function solely on the internet, and it is not controlled by anyone. It doesn't have one controlling entity, because of which it is virtually impossible to ban. And that's why experts, industry bodies, and many others have said that a ban on crypto actually means banning legitimate businesses, which is these exchanges. And that is partially true, because here's how crypto trading happened before these exchanges came. People sort of mined crypto or bought it in other ways, and they kept it in what is called a crypto wallet. Anybody can have this wallet. And transferring crypto from one person to the other can actually be as simple as sharing a pen drive. And that's something you just can't track. What if I give you a pen drive with some crypto in it? You plug the pen drive into your laptop, and now you have that crypto in your wallet. And in return, you make a real-world bank transfer to me, which is just regular money. There's no way to really understand where this is coming from. And a lot of people say that while crypto has existed for 10 years or more, crypto exchanges in India have existed only for about the last 3 to 5 years. Which means that any transaction that happened before that is just impossible to trace, no matter how much you try. So essentially, when crypto exchanges came in, all of these transactions became traceable. And today, if we ban these legitimate businesses, then people who are stuck with crypto will go back to those illegitimate means, or they'll take their money offshore. Because again, like I said, this is not rupee. So you could transfer it in many other ways and it would still have value. Now here again, many others say that if India bans crypto, then that affects the overall price of crypto. Coincidentally, that's actually not the case. For example, reports of the ban first came in around that February 1st time. And between that time to now, WazirX, which is the largest crypto trading platform in India, has hit $1 billion in trading volume. And that is in 11 days. It took them 25 to 30 days to reach the same volume in January. Which means that despite reports of the ban, people are actually investing in crypto more. And this is happening because the price of crypto is dictated by things that are happening worldwide. In February, Elon Musk's Tesla announced that they've actually invested $1.5 billion in crypto. Twitter's Jack Dorsey said that they're doing a 500 Bitcoin fund for growing crypto and blockchain research in India. The MasterCard, which is perhaps the best known financial institution in the world, they said that they're going to start supporting cryptocurrency on their network very soon. And all of this has driven the price of Bitcoin to an all-time high. In the industry, this is called a bull run, and the Bitcoin bull run has now been going on since December. And as a result, people who do have crypto in India are continuing to invest, because the way they see it is that even if the government bans it, the government can't take away their crypto. Like, tomorrow if the government bans a company or a bank, they can enforce that ban and say that you will not do business with them, you will not get money from them, and so on and so forth. But in this case, it's so not in anybody's control that you can't really come and take away the crypto I own or you own. And that seems to be what people are banking on. But that's not the only thing. There are governments in the world who have regulated crypto, and that's what the industry is asking for the government to do. They're saying, please regulate crypto, put laws on us, tax us, ask for taxes, we are happy to pay that. Banning is not the solution. But there are also many governments who have considered banning crypto and trading in crypto. That's because alternate currencies just do not have control, that is, it doesn't have central bank control. And as a result, such currencies can be viewed as sort of problematic for the government. Because the government will always think, how can we track it? Like I said, the exchanges are a method, but there's always the chance that a huge corporation will spend money and start mining their own crypto. What then? And this is where the part where 90% of us don't understand this is where that comes in. Because mining crypto is not really just about being a large corporation. There are safeguards to make sure that no one entity can just take over the platform. Of course, having more real-world money will always help. That's pretty much how the world works. But governments in the world are worried. India is not the only one. This is also where the definition of private cryptocurrencies again becomes important. If the government says that a private cryptocurrency is anything that is controlled by one private entity, that could kind of solve this problem. Because that means that a big billionaire or a big corporation cannot just make their own cryptocurrency and sort of make that a ongoing alternative to regular currencies. Of course, we'll have to wait and find out whether this is what they mean, but this could be a solution according to many experts. In 2020 alone, there has been over 500% growth in crypto trading on Indian exchanges, and that's because people see value in them. According to public databases, the total amount of money Indians have invested in crypto is about rupees 2 lakh crore by now, which is pretty much equivalent to some of the schemes that the government announces for industries. And these numbers, what they really tell us is that an outright ban on crypto may not be the right way to go. And at the very least, we need more introspection and we need to think how we can regulate these and probably bring all of this money into the country's economy. So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.